What up? Good morning. Good morning, GM. Is it already Thursday? Wow. Thursday, April 4, 2020. Oh, look at the date today. It is 4. Sorry, my friend sometimes messes up the days because it's like day, month, year. But in English, it's month, day, year. So it's 4-4. Wait, is it 4-4-24? It is. It is 4-4-24. Look at that. Another beautiful day to have a beautiful day. I got my co-host in the house, Mando. How you doing today?
Dude, what a 24 hours, man. Fuck me.
Those bags under your eyes are heavier than my bags that are red across the board because your boy moved some tokens from other tokens yesterday, and those tokens are down where the other tokens are up. But Mando, you look good for someone who hasn't slept. Yeah, man. I have to say, like, you maybe it's natural, you know? Maybe it's natural that you just, you know, you can pull it off. You can pull it off. What's the secret? I saw you were having Coke Zero in the studio. Is it Coke Zero? Is it coffee? Is it,
you know, dude, just adrenaline since last night, man. Like, fuck me. This thing just flew.
Do you want to run us through your night? Let's just go there. Do you want to run us through your night?
Yeah, it was just a fun thing. Radio. We were having a conversation because we were asked questions about, like, which, I think it was Mitch meme coins that we like, and then KBM said something like, "Oh, we should move on from cats and dogs as a meme coin." And I was like, "Oh, you know, I like the epic duck. Do you remember that from like gaming?" He was like, "No." So I was like, "Oh, I wonder if anyone's done this on pump.fun." I went on there and started to make it. I've never fucking done that before. Like, and then literally within about 10 minutes of it being created, it was at $1 million. It just fucking flew. And I think, like, I had to put in some Solana to like mint the contract. It says, like, you are to stop bots. You gotta mint it. So I ended up minting it with like 4 Sol. I have no idea, but that meant I had 15% of the supply. So immediately, like, you go from just, oh, you're an immediate villain for whatever the hell you've just done. So I was like, right, I'm just going to burn that. Then clearly a ton of people who were on the live stream made a ton of money. And this thing got jeeted to oblivion.
You shared the StreamYard link on Twitter. So a lot of people are joining our StreamYard right now, our studio, instead of the broadcast. Yeah. No, what I'm saying is, I can tell you're tired.
Dude.
You shared the link to our studio.
Give me the right link.
We're getting spammed in the back.
Give me the right link. And yeah, this thing is fucking just that's 80 million of volume in the first day, right? Like, it's fucking insane.
Oh my god,
it was like a ton of money. People like either did well off it who were on that stream, and I'm left holding the fucking bag of the bad guy who created the fucking duck on chain.
Oh my god.
And I was like, this morning I was like, right, fuck this. Like, I'm not gonna get cancelled for making this. I'm just gonna lean into it. Obviously, like, what can I do? So I was just like, right, I'll sort out the Telegram, sort out the Dex Screen and Dex Tools website. We got ourselves fine on Jupiter. I have no idea why the fuck we're not on Jupiter. Apparently Solana is like mega crashing at the moment. Like, yeah, exactly. So the idea of them to even add a new coin is like super difficult. But we got on their like test site, apparently. CoinGecko, CMC. But like all the same time, this thing is trading like unbelievable volume. I think we beat Wormhole for volumes yesterday.
Dude, you fucked my Wormhole airdrop, dude. Oh my god.
$7 million token, which has traded nearly $80 million at one stage. I was like, how much cheating can there possibly be of this token? Like 10 times the amount of the token market cap has changed hands, and there's still more cheating. I'm just like, what is going on here?
In 24 hours on DexTools, by the way, I can't stop laughing. I can tell you're tired. So Sim sent you the StreamYard link, and I guess you thought it was the broadcast link. And you shared the StreamYard link.
I saw it.
And our studio started getting spammed with people coming in. This is so funny. Oh my god. Anyway, so if I go here, by literal 24 hours volume on all chains on Dex Screener, it's still number 3.
Yeah, it was all chains. Like, this is just a fucking, well, I mean, I think it's an epic meme. Like, the Epic Duck is like OG meme.
I didn't know about it until people were talking about it, that it was Roblox. I remember making fun of you on Rec Radio, because I watched Rec Radio.
You don't know your memes, man.
I don't.
But yeah, now I'm just gonna, like, I don't know.
Now you're a dev. You're a dev.
I'm a dev with no tokens. Like, if any exchange comes and says, hey, can we take some tokens to shill it? You're not going to get them from me. So who's going to be the hero that lists it?
Dude, you're now either going to become the super villain or you're going to become the super dev.
Yeah, yeah. I'm a super villain because all the people on the live stream and all my friends probably cheated. Like, I'm like, what the fuck?
Everyone around you is rich.
No one has sent me a single token. Not one. I'm sitting here paying out my ass to
create
a community. I'm like, what the fuck did I do over the last? It's not like I need the money. It's not like I need another thing on my fucking plate.
I saw a post in Mandarin that I translated yesterday. So, like, last night, like, Asia woke up and, you know, they like their pecking duck. And you can't spell pecking without epic. Well, I just made that up. But anyways, I saw a tweet and obviously can't understand it. I go to translate it and it says, source, these guys sold a lot of Bored Apes.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't really know. Like, yesterday,
are you going to run your Milady arc? Like, are you going to change your PFP to a Milady and just embrace this arc? Or, like,
I mean, when it was selling off yesterday, and I was like, right, I'm just going to burn the supply because, like, this is just easier that way. I was like,
I mean, it's better for you.
Coming for me. And I was like, fuck this. Like, all I did was do this. Like, I didn't even put in money into this thing. I put 4 souls. It's not like I did a pre-sale and took loads of money. It literally just put a picture of a duck on pump.fun and things went fucking crazy. So, yeah, fuck people trying to cancel me.
Yeah, I mean, no, I don't think, for what it's worth,
I'm doing what I can. I think it's a great meme. I hope this now goes to Valhalla, but if it doesn't, then, you know, I'm gonna do what I can. I'm like a fucking duck Jesus over here trying to save everyone.
Hey, you know what? One thing you did to me though, while you helped me with this one, you hurt my other duck bag because I was also in the other duck.
People with other duck coins coming for me.
I think peace has been reestablished in the duckverse. You know, I messaged the other ducks and I was like, all right. All dogs can be friends, right? So I went to sleep hella early because, like, I had to deal with a lot of stuff myself. I also had a crazy 24 hours. That's nothing to do with crypto. And then, like, IRL stuff. And then I wake up this morning. Everything seems to be okay. And it's like a duck fight. I'm like, all right, it's enough. All dogs can be friends. Drove here through a snowstorm.
Someone coming under my post straight to jail yesterday. I was like, what the fuck did I do?
Anyways, you know what's funny though? Like, I listened to every record. You know, I'm a fan of Rec Radio itself, of the show. Yeah. So I listened to every single show. Like, I don't miss a single show. And I was listening to it live and I was sending it. I was like, yo, this what is this guy up to? I remember I was rage commenting too. I was like, what the fuck? I remember even KBM reading my comment on stage saying like, oh, Farouk thinks the meme is terrible. And he just did it. Anyways, look, that's a funny, I don't know if you want to call it an experiment or what. But anyways, let's get back to the show.
Dude, anyway, now this is I mean, I'm going to just give it the structure. Like, a fucking team is assembling of community members already. Like, more.
I mean, the best shitcoins have come from, like, communities forming together. I mean, if you look at all the ones that have been taken over after getting completely rugged, which at least yours was made live on air in front of. You know what I appreciate about what you did? Obviously, I mean, obviously full bias. Obviously, I'm going to, like, roll with Mando through anything and everything and vice versa. Is that you, unlike a lot of shit, you actually did it live on air. You didn't give a fuck. You actually, like, you were sharing your screen. You actually shared your screen.
You create an NFT project. Who gives a shit? Like, if someone created a meme NFT project, why the hell did they get canceled? I didn't even ask the funds up front.
I don't think you canceled. It seems like you have a lot more supporters and people like rallying behind this than the other way around. I think you're fine. Like, you know, this is
meme. It's an epic meme. Deserves, I mean, it's better than, you know, Ansem's cat or whatever the fuck we've been trading recently. Like,
you know what? For what it's worth, I always laugh that CT is allowed to do what they want and NFT Twitter is under like hardcore scrutiny. So take it from me, Mando. You know, I think you'll be fine. Anyways, let's reset. Let's get to the show. If you want more updates on this, just follow Mando. Because he's definitely updating the people. And you're here. You know, you showed up. You didn't sleep. And you pulled up this morning. I texted Mando this morning at like 8:30 a.m. Because in case I have to find another coach, because Ovi's still in New York having fun, you know, doing his shit. I was like, Mando, are you sure you're going to be on the show? He's like, why not? And I was like, that's my guy. That's my favorite dev. That's my guy. And at 10:32, we're like, 10:33, there he is. Pulled up like a king. And you love to see that. So anyways, I saw it was on Jupiter. I saw it was on, you have your Telegraph.
It went off Jupiter, now it's back on Jupiter. Like, they're having issues.
Oh, also, Solana as a whole is ultra congested today, Mando. Like, yeah. It's been. I mean, we'll talk about that obviously because we'll talk about the market. But Solana, like the wormhole, yeah, it is not right now. I'm sure it'll be back.
Fuck me.
That was Zolt too. He's a hardcore community member. Of both of ours. Anyways, today on the show, don't worry, I got you because I've been in the trenches. Today on the show, today, daily market report, and also read the minutes. Crypto, macro, maybe not macro, meme coins, altcoins, and a bunch of cool stuff that I'm sure went down during space. Also, maybe some reporting live from New York as the people are dancing. They keep on dancing. I gotta say, I love the videos you guys are posting of me dancing on the Magic Eden boat. I flew back to Montreal quickly to host this show, and I came back. So that's that. I'm gonna let Jalen Holguin on stage. I'm gonna go to him in a second. I think he's got something to share, it seems. And then back, and then forward. After that, special guest, and today's show partner is actually Scott Coulter and Mad Dog Jones. Woo! I can't wait for that. I know Mad Dog is already in the audience listening. That is my boy. I can't wait to see what he's up to. Been a while since we've chatted, and I'm excited to see what the project is next. And as usual, this show is partnered with Fairside Wallet Coverage for drain scams and more. So check him out, fairside.io, and the other IO, film.io now, man. The world's most powerful decentralized filmmaking ecosystem. So love that. We have a few show partners now. We honestly love all of them between Fairside, film.io, Robit, and CFW. It's been really fun to be able to be supported by strong partners. And just so you all know, we're streaming live on Binance Live every single morning. We stream live on X Broadcast. We've posted the link. I got to post it now. And we are live on Twitter Spaces, though it hasn't been showing any purple bubbles anymore for
Binance. Anyone. List the duck, Binance. List it. 100 million volume incoming. List the duck.
I mean, I have to say, $76 million is pretty insane when you think about it in terms of volume, Mando. Anyways, Mando, I mean, shit. We already started talking about coins and stuff, but global market. Have you even been able to follow what's happening with the market? Are you able to provide a market report?
Market went up and down, and then we're kind of going a bit up today, like lower highs, higher lows. Kind of this fucking range that we've been talking about.
I'm gonna try and be Mando.
Actually, very dull over the last 24 hours. Like, really fucking dull. You had a couple of airdrops. Obviously, the wormhole airdrop kind of petered out a little bit, but compared to fucking Epic, but still did okay. I think it's like 13 billion.
Yeah. Oh my
God. Yeah, I think that's kind of it, right? Like, this has been a quiet 24 hours.
You're right. I mean, look, it's the same thing. We're ranging. Mando, yeah. I'm going to be Mando and OSF. Listen, I've listened to like 700 shows this far. Obviously, I've hosted 700 with the boys. So I think I can do this. So Bitcoin, 67.8K, you know, like Mando said, higher lows, higher highs. We'll see where this one goes, but we're still ranging 67. ETH is the one that was lagging a little more, but still not looking that bad at 3,400, Mando, actually, forming this nice little whatever formation that you call that. I don't know what you call that. Reverse hurt and shoulders. Maybe cup and handle. Maybe titties. I don't know what you call it, but it is what it is. I'm not going to act like I know, but this is what it is. We're looking at 33.87. Solana, on the other hand, Mando, seems to be the outlier in this market. Sorry for the lines. It's just lines. They mean nothing. But again, that's literally what you were talking about. This, I drew this on the show, actually, Mando, this blue line. Oops, I didn't mean to draw that. That blue line, when you were saying like we're doing higher lows and, you know, higher highs. So it seems like it's happening.
Lower highs, lower highs, higher lows.
Lower, yeah, whatever that is. Higher highs, higher lows. Yeah, high, higher, higher.
Still haven't got it.
Just higher, right? So that's what's happening on the... That's, I suck at these sayings, this cup and balls for me. The red guys, you know what's good? At least you got the red guys for support. So anyways, we got all this good market movement going on here. And it's, again, like just alts and shitcoins have been moving because the rest is just like kind of dull, like you were saying. The total crypto market cap is still at $2.5 trillion. So we're early on that front. When it comes to top movers and gainers, Mando, let me know if I'm doing okay. We're not looking at anything crazy. I mean, there wasn't any crazy moves overnight, right?
In single coins?
No. Yeah.
This Athena thing, man. Athena still keeps on going higher.
We've talked about it. Many people, what? Like how, like what's it, what Athena's all about? Because you can't have been following along, right?
Yeah. So imagine if you had $1,000 of ETH.
Okay.
And then you shorted $1,000 one times levered.
Okay.
Do you see how like you would always have the same amount because you're hedged completely?
Yes. So I have $1,000 at spot and $1,000 that's the short.
Right. But you would actually be also making the funding on that short.
Oh, so you get the funding back.
So you basically, how Athena works is you get the funding in the ETH market as a yield on a stable coin, but it's stable on that hedge between the two of them.
Interesting. And so how does that, like, first question that you come in after seeing 2021, like how does that compare to any of the other stuff that we've seen before and why is it more safe?
It's very different to everything. Like, it's not an algorithmic stable coin like we saw with Luna, yeah, or anything like that. In fact, hedge funds have been doing this for a long, long, long time. Like a long time. Like one of the top, like they call it delta neutral trades, mm-hmm, in crypto was to do this via a hedge fund. So like you could do this yourself, Rook. Like right now you could do this.
Yeah, can hop a little bit and just like
you would make the funding. So that they would sell that as a product to people. So Athena has just created that as a more like retail style product that people can invest in. There is a risk to it, but it's definitely interesting. And then
you have to lock your money. Like, is it like, is there a lock? Is there something like, because a lot of people talk about Athena, yeah, like you guys talk about it. I mean, you've been onto it. I know Ansem and like a lot of CT have been talking about it. Rhino, like a lot of this crowd, like, and I think it was also backed by a ton of people and had a huge open, right?
Well, yeah, I think that's why a lot of people talk about it as well, like, to be honest. But yeah, it is interesting. I don't know. It's got some FUD over the last 24 hours. Andre Cronier, who's like the founder of Bantam, he put out like a very long thread, slightly bashing it, which they said they were going to respond to. There are some risks to this, a lot of them like credit risks and like basis risks, but so they're more the risk that maybe people wouldn't understand as easily.
What do you think about Phantom? I know that last cycle, the meme was like, as the second people start longing Phantom, it was the end of the cycle. I know obviously this year, a lot of people are long Phantom, as a matter of fact. I think even like a lot of the CT traders have been sharing its charts and whatnot. What do you personally think about Phantom? Have you ever been involved in that trade?
I've owned Phantom a few times this year. Yeah. But I think the update's coming end of the summer, Q3, so let's see what happens.
I think he said that he's got a lot of product coming out. And I mean, that founder, for what it's worth, has invented some crazy stuff, right? From your
info. He's like a DeFi OG.
Yeah, he's a solid DeFi founder, like super, super OG. So love to see that. All right, well, look, market is the market. Meme coins, altcoins, do you know which one is going crazy aside from Miro shit?
Boden, man. Boden and the Politify meme coins. Yeah, they're fucking...
Man, the Politify meme coins are going insane right now. Was there like a catalyst for that? Because like I know Deez has been sharing Tramp a lot. I don't have any of either. Actually, as a matter of fact, I sold my Boden yesterday so I could support Nub on support. And Nub went down and Boden went up a lot. Yeah. So it was a significant amount too. So I'm kind of bummed about it, but it is what it is. We can't catch them all. Is there a catalyst on the Politify thing, or is it just people like just getting back?
Yeah, so people turned up. They paid some people to turn up, I think, at a Biden rally with the like the Boden. Yeah, yeah. They paid people to turn up at a Biden rally with the Biden like meme. And that, like, I think Yahoo Finance then wrote an article about it. So then it just went fucking
up 2x. Crazy. I didn't see that. I wouldn't be able to Google it because you can't Google the news in Canada.
Yeah.
Oh, one day ago. Is this one?
Yep.
It's at a Trump rally.
Oh, is it? Maybe it's a Trump rally. Sorry, I didn't know which one it was.
And it's literally written on Yahoo Finance.
Yeah.
That is hilarious. It says the project will launch in March. It's up 170,000%. Oh, of course. The classic line by the classic line. An investment of $250 in Biden when it launched would be worth over $420,000 today. So that's a good old classic by the media here. And there's that. So anyways, so that's what's happening in that area. And that's what's going on. So from that front, and then the other stuff, I mean, NFTs, and then, you know, we can go to our show partners today. I see Scott, I see MDJ in the studio. But we have on the NFT side, nothing really crazy, moving, in either direction, you know, like ETH NFTs. Let's start with, let me open the DGENS dashboard here. We got on the ETH side. I know I got Julian here last minute, was like, yo, get me up. I got something to say. So I'm gonna go to you here in a second, Julian. I'm actually super curious. But board, I mean, everything across the board is down, right? On the ETH side,
M'lady shit. Apart from M'ladies.
But the M'ladies that are up 5 points, of course, and the redacted Remilios in that front. And then the big sales were actually this morning, Mando. Some whale woke up and decided to spend $1 million on ordinals. So they bought 26 puppets at an average of 0.27 Bitcoin, which bought with bottom about 0.22. And then they bought 5, 6, 7, 8 node monkeys. 10 node monkeys because they spent 5 Bitcoin on it. So around 0.5 Bitcoin. So again, ordinals showing their hands. And as we get closer to the halving with runes, and everything, I mean, it's probably going to be the main narrative. And then on Solana, I mean, same story. You know, it's just a little lower, except for this new collection that I'm not sure I heard of yet, but it must be connected to some coin one way or another. But anyways, that's yeah, again, related to some coin or another, that's for sure. Anyways, for 2,000 people that are watching us live on video, remember that we're also on X, and follow us, FOMO Hour on X, on Instagram, and across the board. Also follow our Binance Live page because we're streaming live on there. So if you're from there, make sure you follow that page because we're live every morning at 10:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Yaddy, yaddy, yada. I think this is a good roundup. You know, we got also the Pac Moon on Blast, which did a huge airdrop, like, to $1 million just to creators, just like that. I saw Deez tweeted that he got like a $20,000 airdrop. I think Shiv and all those guys, like Wale, and a lot of people running threads and stuff, that got a really big airdrop just for being content creators on the platform. So hey, that paid off, which you love to see. And then you had Frentech points getting completely, like, you know, swept on the OTC markets. And you know, you just like overall, like the market, just like marketing across all chains. It's hard to follow, I'm not gonna lie. Base coins.
I'm following one coin.
What?
I'm following one coin.
I can tell you're just like on one thing right now. But you know me, I just have too much, looking at too many things at the same time, at all times. But anyways, I'm going to quickly go on stage to Julian Holguin, CEO of Doodles, that you were requesting to speak. And then you texted, and you're like, yo, I got something to share. It was not planned at all. I know you're in New York. I'm sorry I couldn't make the dinner and the events that you guys got going on because I'm in Montreal. But Julian, good morning. And what's going on? What's
good
happening?
Good morning. Tell good us. Morning.
What's
good
up,
morning. Bro? I am sorry I ambushed you guys. It's been a crazy couple weeks, but we announced a pretty big project this morning, and I wanted to hop up and let everybody know. So thank you for having me, brother.
What are you announcing? I'm sharing my screen right now.
So you check out our last tweet, but we just announced a major media activation that's coming this summer. It's an animated special with an accompanying soundtrack under the same name called Dullsville and the Doodleverse. Pharrell Williams is producing. I got butterflies, man. This has been a long time coming. We've been waiting to announce this, and this has been in development for a minute. I don't think we've ever had a bigger announcement than we do right now, because this is kind of the culmination of, like, I think what everybody was hoping, you know, Doodles would be activating, the kind of things that we would be putting together. But getting back to it, you know, Pharrell produced the film. He did all the music for it. We actually have a couple artists that are voicing characters in the film, and also doing tracks. We haven't announced every artist yet, but so far we've announced Lil Wayne and Coi Leray. Wow. So Lil Wayne is playing, he's basically playing, I'm not going to give away too much on the characters, but it's Pranksy's NFT, which is pretty crazy. And the music is just out of control. We're bringing it to market over the summer. The music videos are going to roll out over the summer. We're premiering it at the Toronto International Film Festival.
No way. When is that? That's a big one.
Yeah. It's, the first or second week in September. I can't remember the exact date. Okay. But it's a huge festival. We're going to do it like Doodles, right? It's not just going to be a random theater. It's going to be a Doodles event, like a really immersive premiere. and we're going to have a bunch of partnerships. There was a couple Easter eggs. I think everybody peeped the Adidas character design, for the character that, Coi Leray is voicing.
Yep, right there.
We got a bunch of merch. We got some NFT digital collecting experiences coming. But this is going to be a really big moment. I'd say it's probably the biggest media activation that Web3 has really seen. And it's going to be something that everyone, like, just the style, the animation, like, we're pioneering a new kind of format here. So I wanted to get up here. I wanted everybody to know. I wanted everybody's support. Like, I think this is a massive moment for Web3. And look, I know it's meme coin season, but I'm telling you right now, a lot of us guys in NFTs are still working our asses off.
It'll rotate. It always rotates.
Straight up, man. Straight up. But that's what I wanted. I wanted to come up, talk a little bit about it. It's been a big journey, right? Like, we started when I first got to the company in like early 2022. One of the first things I did was bring the IP out to Hollywood. And Pharrell helped us get some crazy meetings. We were talking to every big animation studio, and we were trying to get our IP adapted. Like, let's work with the best in the business to bring Doodles to screens all over the place. And we actually had a couple deals on the table. The problem was, the way those deals work is you end up getting kind of put in development purgatory. You have no control over timelines or if anything's actually going to get made. And you would end up being like exclusive to that studio and kind of locked in this deal that you have basically no way out of, and creative control. So we would just not be in control of how things actually went. We decided to pass on those opportunities and try. And we thought, okay, let's hire a team and kind of like build an animation studio from the ground up. That seemed like a pretty gargantuan task. So we had worked with Golden Wolf, the animation studio that we acquired. And we kind of looked at them and were like, you know, you're leading in short form video. You know, that's the number one content format in the world right now, social video. And, you know, we know you want to get into long form, and we know you want to get into IP development. So that was the first step. We acquired Golden Wolf. We immediately got into pre-production and started development on this thing. And after, you know, it's been about a year, you know, kind of like putting it together with Pharrell, putting it together with the artists, like getting all the label rights and the distribution deals and everything that, you know, there's a lot more details that are going to be announced soon. But we can finally unveil it. And I just, like, you know, I remember a lot of the, like, you know, is Doodles actually doing the shit that they say they're going to do? Pharrell's just like passive brand ambassador. We did not rug, evidently. Oh. I think we're still in it, man. Oh, okay. And I like, one of the things that I've been saying a lot at NFT NYC, like, when I left Billboard, I came here and I have the same motivation as every single holder. I took a lot of my comp in Doodles. I actually took a major pay cut to come to Doodles, and I haven't made money on Doodles yet. And I think it should be a really good motivation for everybody that's in the community to know, I'm not going to let this shit fail. And we are going to bring this thing as far as it can possibly go. And I really believe this is our best shot yet. And I think it's going to be something everybody enjoys.
Let's go. Well, Julian, appreciate you, man. I'm really proud of you as a friend. And of course, like, you know, love to see that. I can tell you actually, and I know you're genuinely, you're genuinely excited. So thank you so much for coming up and sharing the good news, and excited to see what's going on in Toronto in September.
Appreciate you, man. We will talk soon. Have a great one, guys.
See you, brother. All right. Later. Now time for our special guest partners of today's show. And I see them in a studio. First of all, I got to say, Scott has some fire frames. You're about to see them. I love the frames. I'm going to have him give me where he bought them. And MDJ is sporting the jersey, the best sports franchise in the history of sports franchises. Scott, MDJ, what's up? What's up, y'all? Good morning. How y'all doing today?
Hey, hey, how's it going, guys? Nice to be here.
What's nice up? What's up? Hi, Scott. Hi, hi. What's oh? I love that Daytona. That is a dude. You're my spirit. Is that Paul Newman?
That's it.
Woo!
I have three of them. This is actually my favorite.
That's my dream. Nice. That's one of my dream watches.
I got a $60 Casio I bought on a bridge.
No. That's badass. That is badass right there.
You know what? I have the same Casio over there, and I have the same jersey, but my jersey's hung on this wall because it has a Jean Beliveau signature, so I hung it. I don't want
to nice. Add the Newman to it here.
Hey, there you go. I'll take it. I love a Paul Newman. Dude, that's a fire watch. I love it. I love the background. I can already tell that I'm going to love this show because I got two really, really cool people on it right now. So for the 3,000 people watching us live right now on air, we are joined by the one and – well, ones and only or twos and only. I forgot. I don't know how you did that when it's two people. But anyways, two legends here. Scott Colather, right? Colather? Is that how I say it?
Yeah, that's it.
Scott Colather, president and CEO of Invent Group. You can see, check it out, invent.atom, invent.atom, A-T-O-M, pardon my French. And Mad Dog Jones, my boy. I miss you, by the way. AKA, go back. First of all, Mad Dog, I want to ask you, is it also snowstorm where you're at? Because right now in Montreal, there's at least 30 centimeters of snow on the ground.
No, New York got all the rain, but back home in Thunder Bay, I'm sure it's crazy snow over there.
Oh, I thought you were home. I thought you went to NFNYC.
No, I'm in New York right now. Yeah.
How's New York treating you?
It's been great. You know, it's always nice to see everybody.
Yeah.
You know, lots of meals, lots of Ubers, and, you know, lots of confused plans that end up being good times in the end.
I love that.
You know the life.
You're a Big Apple, man.
Yeah.
Welcome to the Big Apple. I mean, I met, obviously, a quick little lore and why I'm always excited when MDJ has a drop is because I met Mad Dog in 2021 on Clubhouse after he has his famous, infamous $1 drop that then burnt. And, you know, obviously that was insane on Nifty Gateway. And then the rest was history. And then we started, you know, kind of mingling on Clubhouse. And on ironically, NFTNYC 2021 was like the first time, you know, after the pandemic and everyone, we all got together after having spent 6 months, you know, 16 hours a day living on Clubhouse. And so, you know, that's when we finally met IRL. I have to say, man, that Patrick Roy jersey is crazy. You travel with that?
Yeah, I thought you were going to be here. I brought it here because I thought you were going to be here. And I was like,
you know, I also still have, it's actually right there. You can't see it. It's this frame. I still have your edition of 250 you gave me. At Art Basel that you signed, and it says, "Go Habs, go" in the back of it. So yeah, love a fellow Habs. Anyways, let's get right into this. I mean, Scott, I mean, you know, MDJ is a little more known in our little, you know, ecosystem when it comes to art and whatnot. I'll still go to you, MDJ, if you want to do a little intro. But Scott, let's go to you first. I mean, I am so intrigued by you. I love the watch. I love the style. I love the brick wall. I love the art in the back as well. Who is Scott Colather? Give us a little intro.
First, let me give a shout out to the artist. His name is Nathaniel Lesham. He's a dear friend of mine and an incredible artist. Maybe one day we'll see some NFTs from him. So I'm Scott Colather. I'm the co-founder, CEO, and president of the Invent Group. We are a global brand story agency, and we have a mission to put brands on the moon, man. And we believe in the power of storytelling. And we think that Web3 and NFTs and the whole industry is the next great frontier, not only for powerful storytelling, but for storytelling with brands that want to connect in an authentic way to their consumers. And so we're all about that and all behind that. That's why I'm here today with you, man.
I love that. Sending the art to the actual moon.
Yeah, well, we want to put brands on the moon. Yeah, not just art, but we want to make brands so famous that they, you know, obviously it's a metaphor, but we want to make them so famous that they're on the moon. We want to take them to extraordinary places and do things they've never done before and push them. And this whole community and everybody on this call understands that. And that's what this is all about for us.
I love that. I love that. I think this is super cool. Obviously, love the passion and everything you got going on. MDJ, I mean, look, you know, you're quite a legend yourself, but there is a lot of new people now listening to FOMO Hour now that we're streaming live on Binance. Just so y'all, no pressure. Just 3,000 people watching us live on video. But give us a little intro. You know, obviously, I could introduce you all I want. I love your art. I'm a huge fan. But why don't you give us a little intro?
Yeah. Well, I'm an artist. I work across all spectrums. Some of my biggest things were doing Lewis Hamilton's helmet, a bunch of big Mercedes F1 collabs, Valentino Rossi, MotoGP, did the whole racing team, bikes and kits, helmet for Valentino, and all kinds of, you know, just projects in the music industry and stuff like that. But in the NFT crypto world, I was the first artist to do a burn mechanic. So like literally it had never been done, a burn redeem ever. So I was the first person to do that. Replicator, first piece to sell with Phillips Auction House.
I hosted and that. Let's go.
Yeah. That was crazy. Replicator is probably my like most kind of like influential piece of art as one. Yeah. And yeah, just kind of been doing drops, doing dynamic stuff, and always trying to like push the boundaries. Manifold was kind of formed as a company around my Replicator drop. So I'm kind of like the proto Manifold test subject. Like when you go to the Manifold website, it has like my name in there as like enter an artist name.
You're right, so there. Yeah, that's, you're actually right at the front.
Yeah. And that's the car I wrapped for Mercedes.
In Web 3 years, if your age was measured, you'd be 1,005 years old.
I know, man. I know. 40 feels like a million.
You were one of the originators of so much cool shit, man. Yeah. So really, really fun to collaborate with you.
Straight up. I love that you say that, Scott. And I love the appreciation you guys obviously have for each other. And I can't wait.
You know what it's like for Oak. Like, you know, you don't do stuff for a few months and you feel like it's a million years. But I think for me, like right now, I guess just talking about what we got going on right now is I'm doing a drop on Nifty Gateway. And I haven't done anything on Nifty Gateway since 2021, pretty much.
Wow.
And kind of what I've been saying is like, never forget where you came from. Like, even if you leave the planet. And like, what I wanted to do is just, I don't want to forget the places and the platforms that kind of like launched this all. And it's not about, you know, this drop isn't about chasing the bag. This drop is about like the open edition we have up right now is honestly one of my like coolest designs art wise I've ever made. I'm so fucking proud of it.
Well,
and it is, we're just doing an open edition for $100, $99. And yeah, that's it right there. And it's just kind of like bringing that wonder back and that fun. And it's just really about doing dynamic things, trying to inspire people. And like, I'm so lucky to get to do what I do. I have a million like amazing projects. So I just want to like keep opening doors for people and keep putting out art that, you know, hopefully, like, I'm in this space not for 2 years, not for 4 years, but for 50 years, you know. Yeah. It's not the short timeline. And, you know, being able to get an edition for like $99 is like, just, I hope people enjoy the opportunity and have fun with it. But also, you know, it's just like, it's just fun to get to share art with everybody in the world. You know, it's really cool. Just to talk about this thing a little bit, this first one, $99, there's also an MDJ mission patch that comes with that I designed. It's like a retro inspired like embroidered patch. And then the second drop, it comes with a A2 print. You could see it. It's like the third or fourth thing on my Twitter right now. It says like Fallen Gravity on it. So we're going to do a full A2 print. One more down. Yeah, that one right there. Yeah, if you open that up, yeah, you'll see it. Yeah.
Yeah. So, Misha, if I just piled onto that, man, I think what's really incredible about this second drop, right? It's a limited edition of 500, but each one of these is really literally a one of one because of the way that Misha and one of our other collaborators developed this concept that we came up with a couple of years ago with respect to the star songs, the telemetry from the International Space Station. So you are getting something that is truly extraordinary and does represent a piece of history, because let's not forget that the ISS is probably one of the most significant, if not the most significant, technological, scientific, humanitarian projects the world has ever seen. And this incredible collection that we've collaborated on together is a representation of tremendously great storytelling and a capture of a unique slice that will never be repeated again. Super cool.
So
this is really cool.
Just kind of about the third one. So like what they did is Artemis and Event sent me these like 500, they called like star songs. And it's like the International Space Station. Yeah, this one on the right hand side.
Yeah, this one. Yeah, there's some crazy, we should play it with sound, right?
Yeah. Go for it. Sound. Yeah.
And then the people will be able to like get.
So the kind of ambient notes here. So the image in the background, if you go to the website, it has, it's like 500 unique star songs that are generated from specific telemetry of a date and time from like 1998 to like 2030. So each one of them is actually like a one of one because it has its own audio and own visuals. So like when you see the stars light up and like ping the notes in the background, each one of them has a unique star song of that. And all the metadata, it has like the latitude and longitude and like whether the space station is being eclipsed by the sun. And it has all this like, all the metadata is so like interesting. It has all these like, all the locational stuff and all that. And this third drop, like the edition of 500, these ones are actually going in an 18 gigabyte package up to the space station. So we're actually sending 18 gigs. And I know people have like sent NFTs to space.
Yeah.
Like usually that's like in like a 30 megabyte file and it's just like a bunch of like compressed things. We're sending 18 gigs, which like it might take like two separate missions to like actually get it all up there. So it's pretty cool. And like for like the space nerds, it's cool. But also just for like the provenance and like kind of like long-term thing, it's cool. And you know, I think sometimes we get a little
what makes it really special on that front is the technology behind the space songs. All right, the atmosphere and the stars and the moon and all the planets actually create sound as they move. And what we've done with our
Real stars and the real, you're talking about the real atmosphere.
There's sound generated. Just like when you do this, you hear the wind, right?
Yes,
so it's a similar kind of a concept. And so what's happened is
I'm like, I can't even hear myself because I have these on.
We've utilized data sonification algorithms that actually convert astronomical images, these snapshots, if you will, from the ISS at a given point in time with the telemetry, the longitude, the latitude data, and then recreated a piece of music through these algorithms that is made up specifically by where the universe was in that point in time. From the beginning of time when the ISS was launched in 1998, and then it'll be predictive from today on because the thing is decommissioned in 2030. So I think that is super cool. We hate this term world first, but that could be something like that. But it is definitely something that we've never done before. And then the other thing is that you actually have an opportunity to send a message along with when you mint this NFT, and you can send a message of up to 50 characters. That message goes up into space. It actually travels around, right? And once it does its thing, it comes back down, and you actually get a flight certificate that says that your NFT has actually orbited the Earth. And I think that is a super cool bit to this. You know, for the science geeks, for the music geeks, there's something to love. For the art enthusiasts, there's something to love. For the people that are into space, and the
this unknown. Is super cool though. Like, I'm not a science geek, but I
So we have the 50 character message, but I'm warning anybody, I'm going to go through them all and like read them all and make sure nobody's saying any dumb shit. So like, and if there's any like pro Leafs content on there, you know, I'm not, there's no pro Maple Leafs information going up to space on my watch. So if you do that, I'm going to make you change it. So
Rangers,
I got a blast. Yeah.
Rangers, I can accept.
I'm gonna pull this up real quick. Are there prints like this?
Yo, that's they're bigger than that. That's like a 8.5 by 11. These are gonna be like A2.
Oh,
let's go.
Look at how my mom framed it. It's fire.
I love that. Shout out for Oak's mom.
Shout out to my mom. She printed this is the replicator.
Yeah.
The A2s yesterday at NFT NYC, and they are badass. I can tell you. Yeah.
So they're bigger than these, because that's
just like an 8.5 by 11. A2 is like a standard like art print size. Yeah.
I just want people to see, because like this cool. And if you ever get one, you should frame it, like get it signed by Misha when you see him, and get it signed. And he wrote, "For Farouk, love Misha, lover of the Habs and Montreal Bagels, baby. Oh yeah." Oh, yeah. But
for those collectors that are actually investors, and I know there are a few of you on the call, what's really super sneaky and cool about this is being, you know, promoted as a limited drop. But technically, each one of these 500 pieces of beautiful art is a one of one because of the snapshot from the ISS, the music that goes along with it, the telemetry, the longitude, latitude, date, and timestamp. So, I mean, in theory, you know, you could get one that if luck happened to be your way on the day that you were born, at the exact moment that you were born. And how cool would that be?
I wonder if people are going to start, even once it's done, kind of looking into, is there going to be a way to look into that? Reverse
yeah,
it?
Yeah, so when they sell, they're going to go from like 1998, like it's like January 1998, February 1998. Like it's kind of like every month. And all the way up into the future. So like when you get yours, you'll see it'll be like a month and a year.
It'll be in the metadata.
Like yeah, a specific time. Yeah, it'll be in, yeah. And I actually like painstakingly like wrote it in all the descriptions.
Oh, that's actually
true. Yeah. Which was like really rough because Wilkins got mad at me because I'm an idiot and don't know how to use Google Sheets. And I'm in there with Wilkins and he's like, what did you just delete? What are you doing?
You know what I love about you, Misha? Like you, even the names that you're dropping, you're still dropping the same names, still working with the same people, and you're still in the same dope shit. Like, it's so cool to see, you know, Scott, like I said, like, I think I was saying to the studio, to my team earlier, because obviously our team is newer than 3 years ago, right? MDJ, I was telling Burn and Sims, I was like, I think I've hosted every single art drop MDJ has ever done.
Yeah.
I think so, right? Except for the first Burn one, because we really didn't know each other. But I think every single one, like whether it's Phillips, whether it's Sotheby's, whether it's fucking Christie's or whatever, and you always you always figure it out.
Well, and I don't drop very often. And like, I'm really like, sometimes I think people are like, oh, like, where are you at? And it's like, I'm just building up energy to keep being creative.
You also
creative.
Have to drop every 3 months. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and I think
he designed Lewis Hamilton's helmet when Lewis won the 99th GP of his career at Silverstone.
Yeah,
The MDJ helmet.
And look, when we conceptualize this whole idea, you know, we've done a handful of significant drops.
Let's see. Let's go through your website.
There was one name that came to mind. And that was Misha and Mad Dog Jones.
Fine.
I think probably the most this is probably the most significant drop we've done, which is the one of one Lamborghini Ultimate.
Was you guys.
Yes, I've seen that.
We covered it on the show because it was like, obviously it made news, right?
we collabed with Steve Aoki and Krista Kim on that. It was a wildly successful When we conceptualized this idea, there was really only one artistic creator that came to mind, and that was Misha. And so fortunate and blessed that you jumped on this project, my man. I appreciate it very, very much.
Yeah, it's been great. And just a bit of a timeline. So the open edition, we didn't want to create like a pressure dynamic that you had to buy it and like FOMO into it right away. So we're keeping the open edition open for like 5 full days. It's like the third. Check the website. I'm going to say the wrong date. And Callum was going to kill me on the back end. But
I got you.
It's it's open. Yeah, for like 4 more days or whatever. And so open edition's open. And then the print edition and then the one that's like going to space edition are on the Scott, do you have the exact time that they're open?
It's here. I got you. So April 9th, 11 a.m. Yeah. That's when it starts for both of them. So April 9th being in 5 days from now. Yeah. So I can even give you guys the actual day. Yeah. I'm on my laptop. So it's Tuesday. Next Tuesday.
Yeah. So next Tuesday.
Cool. You're probably going to see me share it. You're probably going to see everyone share it because MDJ is literally.
And like for the print edition, you know, it's like $349 for the piece. That's the one that's going to be the print edition one. And, you know, like you get a print and $349. So it's really like, this is kind of just like a celebration of like, for me, kind of just my career and giving back to the kind of the OG NG heads, but you know, Nifty's easy for anybody to get on. So
you
do it there. Oh, and these editions are both minted on my Manifold contract. So they're not on the Nifty Gateway contract. They're on my own personal Manifold contract. I minted them to NG, just so people are aware of that.
And look, Misha, sparing your blushes, man, you're kind of just skipping over the flight patch. But for those of us who collect flight patches and you don't have them stitched on a blue jean jacket or whatever, this is one of the baddest flight patches you will ever find.
Can I think the patch or is it not public yet?
Flight patch. No, it's there. If you go to the Inverted Dark Matter page, the open edition page.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, that one. And scroll and go read more.
I'm gonna have to get one of the open but also one of the prints because I need another print by my shit.
I got you on a signature
something that is beautiful. That's just
Put this on one of my jackets for sure. Is so cool. That is really, really, really cool, actually. Man, I love what you guys did. Scott, it's nice to meet you, I guess, for the first time. Obviously, MDJ, always a fan. But Scott, I feel like I got to hang out with you.
I'll come to Canada anytime, man.
Please, not right now. I'm looking right now at a snowstorm. Like, I'm not kidding. There was 30 centimeters of snow this morning. It is snowing like crazy right now.
Yeah, we don't have any global warming,
insane snow. Last night I went to bed, chill, you know, it was warmish. I woke up this morning and obviously like all the blinds are closed. So you're like, oh, it's fine. You open the blinds and you're like, wait, I just screamed. I was like, what the fuck? and Misha, I'm not kidding. There has the snow removers, the trucks. You know how it is in Canada. Like they got the trucks, they got the removers, they got people. And the thing is everybody started changing their wheels for the spring.
Oh, yeah, right.
Tires, right? And so nobody's got winter tires. And it's just like, I saw a truck trying to go up the street, one of my streets, and it was just sliding back down. And I was like, oh no.
I've still got my studded tires on.
You live out there in the country. You live in Thunder Bay. I can't even take a plane to this guy's house.
You can. Yes, you can. You can get a plane there.
I'm going to take a whole ass canoe to your home.
It's just you got to fly to Toronto first, then you got to go there. But yeah,
drive for like 16 hours.
Yeah.
I'll make it one.
NFT Bay, baby. It's going to happen one of these days.
NFT Bay, let's go. Yeah. NFT Bay, let's go. And by the way, the Habs are playing tonight against the Tampa Bay Lightning. So that'll be fun. Scott, Mad Dog, I mean, you guys are in New York. Is there anywhere that people can go and see you guys, or you guys doing something there for this?
Yeah, we'll be around it. Well, I'm going to be around NFT NYC again today and tomorrow. And
You'll find me where all the kind of cool people are hanging out.
So
I'm not at the coolest spots, but like I'm with the pretty cool people, you know.
Yeah, like UX and Fuckwinder.
Got a little boutique pop up today. We're gonna drop down there and check that out.
Where is that?
9DC.
Oh yeah, yo! Shout out to G Money. Shout out 9DCC. Yeah.
I will. We're gonna be down there with all those guys. So yeah.
Yep. Yeah. I love that. Very cool crew. I think a part of my team is, I have a few team members that went to New York, so I'm sure they're going to be at 90cc as well. That'll be fun. All right. Well, for everyone, just a quick little recap. NiftyGateway.com. You all know Nifty Gateway at this stage, but if you don't, just go to MDJ's Twitter page, or you can literally also, I mean, I went through your website. So Invent, Invent Atom.com. Scott's website like has so much cool stuff going on over there. So you can definitely check it out. And make sure that you know, if you're interested in this, that, you know, there's the open edition, $100. You got a little cool little patch that I just showed on screen. And then there's two different editions on there, that you can check out with this like crazy, absurd, like star music, which, you know what, as soon as that's out, I'm going to go and see if there's a September 7th, 1994. Cause I, you never know. Or maybe we find the one last time we won the Stanley Cup.
No, that's too early. The ISS launched in 1998.
Oh shit! Yeah. Well, after 98, we'll find September 7th something else.
Yeah,
you know. Sorry.
Unfortunately, no Canadian team has won a Stanley Cup since the ISS has been in space.
Bro, so. I was literally about to say that. I was like, I'm gonna get a Stanley Cup, Montreal, but then 93 wasn't born. So you know, one day, we'll get there.
Yeah.
All right. Well. Well, listen, boys, thank you so much, Scott, MDJ, for coming on today. Appreciate you guys. Good luck. Have fun.
Merci beaucoup. A bientôt.
Merci. A bientôt. Ciao. All right. Well, that wraps it for today's episode 91 of FOMO Hour on Rug Radio. And with that, we'll see you tomorrow morning. Peace.